Hello. Thank you for joining us this evening for our first evening teleseminar on living clay, nature's miracle cure, and understanding calcium bentonite clay. This is our first time to have an evening program, so we hope we can catch some people who couldn't make our teleseminar during the day. To begin with, my name is Perry A., or Perry Arledge. I'm the author of Living Clay, Nature's Own Miracle Cure, and a serious student of clay since about 1995. And I've been studying it seriously since first getting introduced to it. And it's a fascinating subject, a fascinating product, a fascinating gift that God gave to us. Clay is volcanic ash. All the impurities were burned out of it. It landed in an inland lake or sea, and over millions of years, it evolved into clay that we know today. Clay has an extremely strong electromagnetic charge from the heat, the thermodynamics of the volcanic action. It has a very high, strong negative ionic charge, and it pulls, draws, and captures toxins, your viruses, things with a positive charge, which are your viruses, your bacteria, your molds, your yeast, your fungus, things of that nature. Now, not all bacteria are positive charge, so it doesn't bother the good bacteria, just the ones it deems the positive charge. Clay is very safe to take. I've never heard of anyone dying from taking clay or having any kind of organ problems. Some of the attributes of clay, briefly, I'm not going to get into the details of how it works and the chemistry of it tonight, but I'll tell you the four outstanding attributes of clay and why it makes it such a strong thing. First of all, it detoxes. It not only detoxes internally, but it detoxes externally. When you take it internally, clay will detox what's in the alimentary canal. It is not absorbed into the bloodstream. It stays in the alimentary canal. It will pull out fresh toxins that we've ingested, and you can do that by eating an apple with a systemic spray on it. Invisible toxins that we're not aware of are all around us, on our foods, in the air, and clay will capture these and carry them out of the body. Along the way, it's got a 9.7 pH, so one of its strengths is alkalizing. It alkalizes over acidity. Generally, your acidic nature in the body, if your stomach juices are too acidic, you get stomach ulcers and colon problems begin to help. So it's helpful for any kind of digestive problems. Clay also pulls out parasites. It's part of its detoxing process. And in the process, it cleanses the lower colon by pulling out old, dried, putrefied fecal matter and thick buildup of mucosa. Now, this allows your vitamins and the nutrients in the food you eat to be absorbed in the body, so people generally report within a few days of taking clay, they have much more energy. And it stands to reason they're getting more energy from their supplements and the vitamins and nutrition of their food because it's getting through the colon wall. And the other property of clay is that it's homeostasic. It creates balance. It's all about balancing the body. It doesn't want to overbalance. Clay is a catalyst that works with the body to help the body heal itself. And by bringing it into balance, this tremendously helps. A balanced body is a healthy body. So it helps bring about that balance. The last quality I'm going to talk about is its ability to stimulate. It draws and pulls. When you put it on topically, you can feel it as it draws. It is pulling, and it pulls blood flow and circulation to the surface of the skin. This allows oxygen to be present for the cells, and oftentimes we have a lot of dormant cells in our body. So this revitalizes the dormant cells, and it brings about oxygen for healing and repair. So those are some of the major attributes of clay. Now, I say you take it internally to detox, and you can also detox externally. Clay pulls through the skin. The skin is the largest breathing organism on the body. Clay baths have become extremely popular because people are getting such good results with pulling heavy metals from the body. The warm water of the bath opens the pores and the clay in the bath water. You want to keep stirring it up and getting your body down into the bath water as much as possible. Soak for at least 20 minutes, and it's pulling out toxins. We've actually had people who did hair analysis tests before starting taking clay baths and taking it internally, and they have reported in somewhere between 6 weeks and 2 months that their heavy metal are either gone or they have increasingly lowered their heavy metal content in their body. One lady came on with a testimonial and said, "Hallelujah, I am heavy metal free. No more mercury, aluminum, or lead," and she was so thrilled, and she said the only thing she was doing differently was clay. She wasn't taking her clay internally religiously, but she was taking 2 to 3 clay baths a week. Now, clay baths will do more than that. It relaxes your muscles. If you've ever worked out at the gym for the first time of the year or played your first game of tennis or golf and all the muscles of your body are aching, a clay bath will simply relax the muscles, and within 10 to 15 minutes, all the pain is gone. It's amazing. I've seen it take Charlie horses out of just knots, muscles that were all knotted up, and relax them. So these are the primary things that clay does in its functioning. Now, there are lots of types of clay out there, and it gets very confusing. The clay that I'm talking about today is calcium bentonite clay. It's of the smectite family of clays. The smectite family of clays is a family of clays that has the ability not only to absorb, but to adsorb. And to understand adsorption, imagine a Velcro ring around the outside of the clay molecule. So some of your positive charge baddies that in the body, the toxins, are drawn to and attached to the outside layer, as well being taken into the inside layer by absorption. Clay is like a little thin layers of a business card, and when it is hydrated, it's brought to life. It's been dormant for millions of years. As it expands, the little openings between these layers of cards, these molecular structure, it has 2 tetrahedral layers with the octahedral layer in the middle. And this makes like a chemical honeycomb structure inside. The toxins are pulled inside and they're literally captured and held. So this is how it works so actively in detoxing. Through clay baths, if you're unable to take a clay bath, your feet, you know how your feet sweat? And your shoes get smelly, it's because you're detoxing through your feet. So get a 5-gallon bucket, mix up some soupy clay, and soak your feet and legs in it. Do that a couple of times a day. You can reuse the clay several times this way. Sit there and soak them for 20, 30 minutes. Take your feet out, let it dry naturally if you can. If not, just wipe it off, wash it off. Now, I was talking about many types of clay. There are 7 families of clay, and we're talking about the smectite family. In the smectite family, there are many different names for clays, and all of the clays are different. Every clay from every deposit has a different chemical structure to it, but the different amounts of the minerals in the clay, not chemicals, excuse me, minerals. Clays are made up of maybe 60 to 80 trace minerals, and all the minerals are bound together. So those, a lot of them are sold for a mineral supplement. That's how they package them for the FDA. But it's really, you don't take clay as a mineral supplement. It doesn't supply vitamins necessary for daily maintenance. the minerals in clay stay bound together. Now, all clays have some aluminum in them. Aluminum is in everything, every form of earth has aluminum in it. It is not the dangerous aluminum, the man-made processed aluminum that we have problems with. This is aluminum in a dioxide form. It is not broken down by the body, and clays, the minerals in clays, are not absorbed into the bloodstream. So the minerals in clays are not harmful. That's one of the myths about clay. I have many myths about clay. People are very confused nowadays about bentonite clay and montmorillonite clay. Well, these are slang words for all types of bentonite clays. Originally, the bentonite clay was a clay that was found in Fort Benton, Wyoming, and it picked up the name bentonite. So other smectite clays of the same properties are generally referred to as bentonites. And there are sodium bentonites, which were clays, ash that fell into saltwater lakes, and they are high in salt. Most of your sodium bentonites are used for commercial and industry. They're used in oil well muds, asphalt slurries, lining tanks, agricultural uses. And these clays, it's not necessary for them to be pure and clean. So you want a pure, clean clay. It's very important to get a clean clay. Some clays are grittier than others. Some clays are actually sandy, and you can throw a handful in the bathtub, and when you rinse it out, the heavier particles of sand or quartz will just be present in the bathtub. You want a fine, powdered, chalk-like clay, something that's a 325 screen mesh so that it will blend and mix easily. Let's see, montmorillonite clays. This is a myth that's going around. Everybody started using the word montmorillonite. Well, it too is like bentonite. It was a clay in France from it found in a town near Montmorillon, France. So it picked up the name montmorillonite. And now all clays from France were called montmorillonite. And now they're saying clays with similar properties, which are in the smectite family, are montmorillonite. Well, it's a buzzword. If you look it up, bentonite, montmorillonite, you'll find they're used synonymously. And it's very confusing. There's not two different clays. It just means the properties of clay fall within the smectite family of clays. Now, what does clay do for you? Well, the detoxing is one thing, but clay speeds the healing process. It works on toenail fungus. That's a fungus. It works on viruses. So warts are a virus. It'll take off warts. It pulls and draws impurities out of the skin. So any kind of skin problems, clay is a worst nightmare on rashes, acne, and things of this nature. It will pull the excess oil and the bacteria in the skin and the oily pores of the skin, tighten the pores, and prolonged use of daily facials will literally make your skin look younger. You'll have less wrinkle lines if you use it, say, three times a week, and you do that regularly. People are going to start asking you if you went off and had Botox. So that's one of the plus benefits of clay. Most people, when they start taking clay, say they notice, first of all, they have more energy, and they sleep better at night. We've had a lot of people that have insomnia, have been taking drugs and over-the-counter medicines, and after about 3 days on clay, they sleep better. When I first became a strong clay believer, my problem was I had acid reflux. I had to sleep propped up on three pillows at night. Well, after I started taking clay, it took about 3 days, and the acid reflux went away, and I could sleep laying down flat again. Believe me, that made me a believer in clay. There are so many stories, healing stories about clay, and clay has been used since the beginning of time. The Aborigine tribes always used clay as part of their medicine, and the medicine men used it for many attributes. Clay is good for any kind of digestive order, food poisoning. It will take care of in a heartbeat. It stops diarrhea. It stops the nausea and the vomiting. We have a lot of people going through chemo that take clay between their chemo treatments to keep from getting so sick, and it actually allows them to continue their chemo treatments. I'm going to look and see if we have any questions. Let's see, I have a question from Phyllis in Decatur, Georgia. Phyllis asks, can Aztec Secret Indian Healing Clay be used internally for detox, brushing, and sitting overnight on the teeth? It's 100% natural calcium bentonite clay. Well, Phyllis, all clays are natural. Natural just means that no other ingredient has been added to it. And since they come from a volcano, they're very natural. What you want to know is the purity of the clay, if they have quality control standards. And if I'm not mistaken, on the jar of Aztec clay, it says not for internal use. I don't know if they have the purity test, and so I would follow the instructions on the jar, or you may need to call the company and ask them. But I wouldn't advise taking it without knowing that it has a quality control test and it meets the standard for food-grade items. Michael Beckwith from Burnside asked, he says, hello, I'm 65 years old, 145 pounds, and I have several fillings, upper and lower, for some 20 years now. Can I keep the harmful mercury vapors in check using clay daily? I can't imagine even finding a dentist here in Kentucky that knows about taking them out properly or even being able to tolerate the process myself. I just bought some of the Red Desert clay last week when I discovered the benefits. What amount of clay would you recommend per day? There are lots of clays that are referred to as Red Desert clay. This may be a new company that's using an old red clay that's brought their own name to it, so I'm not familiar with Red Desert clay as a brand name. Clay generally, again, you want the food-grade clay. You want to know if it has quality control standards and independent testing. Clay generally will pull the toxins out. Now, you have a lot of fillings, so what you're going to need to do is sip on clay all day long. So like you drink water, fix you a big jug of water. This clay, I don't know the mixing directions or how much. If you use the Living Clay brand that I'm familiar with, I would say mix up the premixed liquid of using one part of clay to eight parts of water. Now, the uniqueness of the Living Clay, all of these are calcium bentonites, but the Living Clay swells three times, so you get more clay for your money. When you add water to most clays, it says one part of clay to one part water. With the Living Clay, you can add three parts of water, so you're going to get more use out of your clay. And making the liquid clay, we use one part of clay to eight parts of water. And it makes a mix. You want to put it in a plastic container or a glass container with a plastic lid. Shake it real, real good, and it won't spoil. You can leave it out on the cabinet. It's going to last for months and months and months. Once you ever start drinking it, it won't last very long. You'll be making fresh clay all the time and wanting to take it on a daily basis. I lost my train of thought here. Okay, taking that, Michael, to a quart of water, I would take about 3 ounces of the premixed liquid clay, add it to a quart of water and shake it. It'll be kind of diluted, and you can sip on that all day. Reason being is your teeth are going to be leaking all the time. By now, with old fillings, you probably have a lot of mercury leaking out all the time. So you want to sip on it so it catches the fresh mercury coming into your body, into your mouth and your system before it's absorbed into the bloodstream. So if you just go around and sip on clay, and at night, pack your gums with powdered clay. And I would suggest in the morning taking the thick pre-liquid mix and taking a mouthful of it, and after you brush your teeth, swish with it. You want to swish real good because brushing is really going to stir it up. So afterwards, and you might also take some of the clay mass, the clay paste, which is a 1-to-3 ratio, and put it on top of your toothpaste and your toothbrush and brush your teeth with the clay so it can grab some of that mercury before it goes in the body. Now, all this being said, Michael, I would suspect that you have quite a bit of mercury in your body already because these have been leaking for a long time. So I would start taking clay baths, and you might invest in a hair analysis test. It won't cost very much. It will tell you exactly what heavy metals you have and how high they are, and then you have something to judge on. And start taking clay baths. Generally, for heavy metals, we recommend 2 cups of the powdered clay. And the Living Clay Company has a videotape on their site showing how to mix the liquid clay and the clay for a bath water in a blender so it won't be dusty in your bathroom. And if you go to livingclayco.com, be sure and put the CO on there. It's livingclaycompany.com. And click on the site map and hit mixing directions, and you scroll down, you'll see the 2 videos there that walk you through how to mix the clay. So, yes, it will help, but you're going to need to do it on a continual basis. And, Michael, this brings up what we're experiencing now in the Gulf of Mexico. I'm going to sidetrack here. The Gulf of Mexico right now has a lot going on, as we all know, but not many people know what to do about it. Weird toxins, fumes from this oil. The heat of the sun on this crude oil is making fumes. I heard a radio announcer, TV announcer, went on one of the boats that's a skimming boat, and he said the smell of it was horrible, and it burned his eyes and his skin was burning. So these people are breathing in those fumes. The Gulf breeze picks up the fumes and blows it inland. So it brings it ashore, and at night when the sun goes down, of course, the fumes rise in the daytime, and when the sun goes down, they settle down to the earth. They get on our yards, our garden, our plants, our livestock crops that the livestock eat. So we're going to be having lots of chemicals entered into our body. So we need people down in that area to know about clay because the government isn't telling them anything. Right now they're telling them, oh, the levels aren't that high and the burning is just temporary and the burning in your lungs and your eyes will go around. It's nothing to be concerned about. It'll go away. Now, everybody who believes that, jump up and down and stand on your head and twirl around 3 times. I don't think any of us are that gullible. Clay is one of the best things you can take to detox. Just if your skin starts burning, just rub some clay on it. It will stop the burning. It's a pain reliever, and it's going to pull those toxins out. I've been telling people to get a garden sprayer, get a new one that's never had pesticides or herbicides in it, fill it with water, and for every gallon of water, use 1/2 cup of the premixed liquid, the 8-to-1 ratio. Put it in there, shake it good, and go around in the evening after the sun goes down, about 7 o'clock now, go around and spray your vegetable garden, spray your lawns. If you have children and pets out playing in the grass, spray your lawns and absorb those toxins. We talked about this one time, talking about a dirty bomb and radiation. That was another thing you could do for radiation, spray your lawns. These people that are cleaning up the animals that are not wearing protective clothing, they ought to be taking a clay bath every night when they get in to detox their skin. Just from working on the boats and being around those fumes and the crude oil. And nobody's telling them this. There was an interview on TV the other day with a lady in Alabama, I believe it was, and the oil has washed ashore, and it's not in tar balls there. They use the chemical dispersants on it, and it's literally chunks of the oil on shore. it's a whole lot harder to clean up. The tar balls are actually easier to pick up than the oil. And she said she walked out there and her eyes started burning and her skin started burning. And she got out of there as quick as she could. And of course, a lot of people were just in tears over what we've done to our beaches. But this is going to say, they say there are 15 chemicals in the crude oil, 15 toxins in the crude oil. And this is going to get carried around Florida, up the Gulf Stream, up the eastern seaboard, over to the UK and to Europe. And we're spreading this to all of our sea life, and no one knows what to do and how much damage we're going to be doing to the sea life over the years. And we haven't stopped it yet, and there is a danger of this thing really blowing out and just uncontrollably getting more than the 2.5 billion gallons of oil a day, which was the report I heard last night listening to Obama. That was the latest count on how much oil that's spilling into our Gulf each day. So it's a very serious problem, and if you know people down there, educate them about clay. Tell them to get some clay in them and on them, their children, their pets, because it's a very serious thing. Okay, I have a question from Margie in Gettysburg. Margie said, I'm interested to know how to prepare a poultice / mask for the eyes to use during the night. Marjorie, what I do is I just close my eyes. I take the creamy clay mask. This is, again, I'm talking about the living clay, mixing it one part of clay to three parts of water, shaking it real good, letting it settle and mix, and it will be about like sour cream or thick mayonnaise. And you take that, and I just close my eyes and put it directly over the eyelid. I do one eye at a time, and I lay down for, 15 to 20 minutes, let it do its thing, wash it off. Generally, when I wash it off, I notice I have ropey white gunk coming out of my eyes. But if you ever have allergies and your eyes are itching, it'll put out the itching immediately. It's very soothing. It's very cool. So I do one eye at a time. Now, recently I've had a testimony from a 65-year-old gentleman in Israel. He has a port wine birthmark on his face that's quite prominent, and he started using the clay, and I told him it would take daily applications and maybe months. So for 3 months, he's been doing clay facials, and so he thought while he was at it, he would do it over his whole face. So he put it on over his whole face, and he would close his eyes and put it over his eyes, too. He would do one eye for a while and then do the other eye, lay down for about 20 minutes, and then wash it off. And people that he knows have been coming up and saying, what have you been doing? Your birthmark is lighter. So it's gotten lighter. They've also told him he's looking younger. Again, I told you how it will tighten the wrinkle lines and fluff them out, and your skin just gets looking much younger. And in addition to that, he said, after 3 weeks of using it over my eyes, I noticed I no longer need my glasses to read the newspaper. And now he's got his brother using it because his brother has eyesight problems too. So that's another, now see, that was another benefit of clay I didn't know about. So prolonged use over the eyelids. You don't want to get it in your eyes. If you were to get it in your eye, just rinse it out with a little eye wash and you'll be just fine. Now, if you don't feel comfortable putting it directly on your eye, you can get a thin gauze pad, put the clay on top of the gauze pad, and lay that and press that down over the eyes. If you use a thin coat on your face, just put it on thinly, you can do it over the eyelid, under the eyelid, and just let it dry, and you can sleep with it on during the night if you'd like. So there are several ways to use it that way. And then I have a question from Susan in Riverton. Susan says, does clay remove minerals from the body like calcium? No, Susan, it doesn't. Clay is a mineral. All it is trace minerals. And one of the dominant minerals in clay is calcium. Again, it's not absorbed into the body as a supplement, but it will not remove the minerals. What I do in the morning is I get up, I take my vitamins, I brush my teeth, I take my shower, I do my hair, I go in the kitchen, I drink my clay. So I don't take them right together, but it's not 30 minutes apart, and I always have energy and feel good. So it's not going to be after your minerals, because that's what it is minerals. It's looking for a positive charged ion. Let's see if we have any other questions coming in. Tony in Belmar says, are there any toxic chemicals or heavy metals that can build up in your tissues from the living clay? No, the minerals in clay are not absorbed into the body. They are in a dioxide form, and because of the thermodynamics of the heat from the volcano, all the minerals in clay are bound together. They don't break apart into the individual mineral. It's like it makes up the whole clay molecule. It's like there are a lot of things that go into making a tire, but the tire doesn't break down and go into the individual. It doesn't reverse into the individual components. So the minerals are bound tightly into the clay. Richard had a question. How often should I be taking living clay? Well, Richard, I take it daily. Now, if you're taking it for a problem, you may want to take a little bit more. Generally, I have people start on the clay, and again, I'm talking about the premixed liquid and the living clay. I recommend taking 2 ounces twice a day for 14 to 21 days, and this is to cleanse the lower colon, to get rid of parasites, and to flush toxins out. And by that time, not only have you gotten rid of the parasites, but any parasite eggs that were left behind. After that period of time, you can back off and find your maintenance level, which generally is 1 to 2 ounces a day. And like I say, I take a little bit nearly every day. Occasionally I'll miss a day if I'm traveling or something and don't want to carry the liquid on the airplane. But the reason I take it, because it just supports me, it keeps the toxins and overload out of my body, and it's just beneficial to the body. Some clays are different. They're immature clays, and they may warn you to take clay for 2 weeks and then off for 2 weeks. That's why I like the living clay. It's very safe. I have taken it day in and day out for years and have nothing but benefits from it. Another benefit of taking the clay is you might notice that you sleep better, particularly clay baths. They will just, if you take them at night, they'll just puddle you and you're ready to pour yourself into bed. And we have a question from Connie. Connie says, does drinking clay water help dull aching heart pain that lasts for hours? It may be caused by stress or digestion problems. What effect does drinking clay water have on high blood pressure? In the bathtub, after a 20-minute soak, does clay clog the plumbing pipes? Okay, let's take this one at a time. Does drinking clay water help dull aching heart pain that lasts for hours? Well, it would depend on the cause of the pain. If it's caused by stress or indigestion, yes. Clay relaxes muscles. It's very relaxing. The reason being is it brings blood flow and oxygen. So in the digestive problems, the 9.7 pH it's alkalizing. If you have stress, you tendency to create more acid in your system. And the alkaline nature of clay balances that acidity. It's very good for any kind of indigestion, heartburn, acid reflux, any kind of colon problems. Clay is excellent for. What effect does drinking clay water have on high blood pressure? You know, that's a good question. I've had people who tell me that it lowers their blood pressure. I have other people with high blood pressure that says it tends to spike it. Sometimes if you have high blood pressure, it will spike it for a few days and then starts bringing it down. You'd want to monitor it and see if it does that for you, and if it doesn't, clay may not be right for you. Now, on other people, I've had that it's definitely lowered their blood pressure. I've had reports on it lowering cholesterol. But clay is an adaptogen, and it's going to adapt to your body and your needs and the way your body functions. So it's going to operate a little bit differently in everybody. So for some people who are constipated, they go to the bathroom much better. For other people, when they first start taking it, they say they are getting constipated. It's not from the clay, because clay is very slick when wet, and that's why it's important to have it fully hydrated when you take it. Once it's absorbed the water, it's very slick and slippery. What's causing the constipation is the old dried putrefied fecal matter in the lower colon that it's pulling out, and it's just literally stopping up the plumbing. We have this stuff that's been hanging around in there for years, and it's stuck in the crevices, and the clay has such drawing power that it pulls it out. And oftentimes you'll notice the stool is darker, it might be smelly, and it might be harder and drier. So you want to keep the plumbing going. It's important to keep your janitorial services going. If you start noticing a little constipation, take a smooth move tea or go get some over-the-counter magnesium tablets. The 250 milligram do very good to keep the plumbing working. In the bathtub, after a 20-minute soak, does clay clog the plumbing pipes? Actually, it will help clean your pipes. We've had people that generally have the plumber out twice a year, and after taking clay baths, they don't need the plumber anymore because it will clean the pipes. By the time you've rinsed all the water out, it's all dispersed, and it'll just wash right down the drain. It's not like a thick blob of mud that you're trying to push down the drain. But before you wash it down the drain, go out and get a watering can and scoop some up and go water your plants. Your house plants and your outdoor plants love the clay. And you might put your pets in the bathtub and give them a bath. If they get itchy, and of course they get around pesticides and stuff out in the grass, and it helps cleanse them too. So use that clay all you can. Gene in Sacramento, will clay help detox mercury, and what protocol would you recommend? Thank you very much. Yes, clay will detox mercury. I recommend two things. I recommend taking it internally, swishing in the morning with it after you brush your teeth, morning and night. Just take a mouthful of clay and swish real good. You want to drink it during the day to absorb the mercury that might be leaking if you're having filling problems. If you've gotten it from eating fish or something, if you're going to eat fish, I would drink clay before and afterwards, because nowadays we don't know what's going to be in our fish, but tuna particularly has a lot of mercury in it. We polluted our waters. I had a gentleman the other day that said his mercury levels went up, and I said, are you eating more fish? And he said, well, yes, I got on this blood type diet, and the only meat I can eat is fish, and I eat 2 to 3 cans of tuna a day. And his mercury level just shot up. And so I told him to start taking clay baths and start drinking the clay. If he was going to eat tuna, he wants to drink it before and afterwards. But for how much to take, I would take just like an ounce twice a day, or like I say, if you're going to eat it, just go by and take a swig of clay. I have my own bottle of clay. I don't even measure. You can take a good tablespoon or two and swallow it, and then take a water chaser. I had a lady the other day that did a clay fast, and she drank 4 ounces of the premixed clay water 4 times a day with lots and lots of water in between. She said she wasn't hungry. She had energy. She felt great. She only did it for 3 days. And unless you know what you're doing and get a lot of supplements, I don't recommend it for more than 3 days at a time. She also lost 7 or 8 pounds. Okay, I have a question from Mike in Laguna Beach. Does clay help treat or cure high blood pressure and or high cholesterol if it's ingested internally? How much is needed, and how do you make the preparation for ingesting of clay? Okay, we've kind of talked about this. I have some people who it's definitely lowered their blood pressure and their cholesterol, and I have other people that have had high blood pressure and said it seemed to make it higher. Again, generally, it's a reaction. The body exacerbates and makes it more prominent for 3 or 4 days, so monitor your blood pressure and see if it starts coming down. And if not, if it stays up, then you may not be one of the people that can't take clay internally for high blood pressure. The cholesterol, primarily how it works is if you know you're going to go eat pizza, pasta, greasy, buttery foods, drink some clay before you go and after you get back, and it will absorb that cholesterol before it goes into the body. I made a pot of chili one day, and I used extra lean ground meat, but I still had grease floating on top of the chili, and I poured 1/4 cup of chili. It was a great big pot into the chili, and I stirred it, and just instantly before my eyes, all the grease was absorbed into the clay, and just all went to a rich chili gravy, and it dawned on me, that's how it's lowering cholesterol. It's literally capturing it before it goes into the body. How much do you need and how to make the preparation for ingesting clay? Well, that will depend on the type of clay that you're using. Most of them have directions on the body. For me, I use the Living Clay brand, and like I said, you use 1 part of clay to 8 parts of water. If you want to make a large container, you can use 1/2 cup of clay powder to 2 cups of water. You may want to put it in a blender and blend it. Just be sure and wash your blender blades afterwards. Or put it in a jar. You want a glass jar or a food grade plastic jar with a plastic lid, and then shake it real good. Now you've got to shake it real hard because clay is like flour. It gets wet on the outside, and unless you shake it hard enough to break up those little pockets of dry clay, you're going to have lumps in your clay, kind of like making gravy. So shake it real good, open the lid, and let it expand and swell. Let it breathe is what I call for about 10 minutes, and it should be good to go. Now, I shake it every morning when I go into the kitchen, and I just drink some out of the jar. I don't even measure anymore. And you can use it on an as-need basis. It's very difficult to overdose on clay. You'd have to take 25% of your body weight, which would be, for most normal 100-pound people, I don't know anyone can sit and eat 25 pounds of clay in one setting. So I think you're pretty safe on that standpoint. The rule of thumb is if you're not getting the results you want, you're not taking enough clay. So if you don't feel you're getting the results you want, increase your clay. Don't be afraid to play with it. Some people, when they first start taking it, want to know how many grains of clay to put in the teaspoon. So you don't have to be too specific with it. Clay is very flexible to use. As far as how much to ingest during the day, again, I start with 2 ounces twice a day for 14 to 21 days. Then I back down and find the maintenance level, which might be 1 ounce a day. For me, it's like 2 ounces a day. I'm close to being 72 years young, and as I've gotten older, my body tends to get a little more acidic, and I don't digest food as quickly as I used to. So you just play with it and find your maintenance level. Okay, Lisa in East Hanover. Can detoxing with clay baths eliminate toxins from the HPV shot, which it has been said can lead to infertility in the future for young children who have had this shot? I think that's the human papillomavirus, whatever it is. And I guess it would depend on when you got your shot. If you just got your shot and you don't want the effects of it, I would put clay on a vaccine site right away, the hydrated clay, because you know, it pulls venom out of an insect bite, so why wouldn't it pull? If it's a virus, it's going to pull it out. So in other words, if you're wanting to cancel your injection, you might do that. after you've had it for a while, it just, what it pulls out is heavy metals that are lodged in the soft tissues of the body. So I'm not sure if it would have effect on that or not. That's something I haven't thought about or studied much. I just know it pulls out heavy metals that get stuck in the soft tissues and the joints of the body. All right. Lisa in Morristown. My dad has had psoriasis for years. He's 83 years old. Can using clay with the method described in your book, putting water in clay, making a paste, and applying it to the affected areas with plastic wrap really eliminate the psoriasis? Lisa, again, clay is a tricky booger. It adapts to the person. I have seen it dry up the psoriasis, relieve the itching, and help tremendously. And then I heard a story today of a gentleman, and he didn't get any relief. In fact, it got worse, so he quit using it. You can put it on. I wouldn't leave the plastic wrap on it all the time. Occasionally put it on and let it dry. Anytime it's itching and you put the clay on, it should stop the itching and relieve the pain. And I do have people who say they are simply amazed that it has dried up their psoriasis. There are some testimonials. If you go to aboutclay.com and look at the testimonials under skincare, you can see psoriasis and eczema. Again, on some people it works better than other people, so try it and see. And now we have a question from Dana in East Hanover. Let me scoot up here. Can using clay as a detox absorb carcinogens in a person's lung from years of smoking? Very good question. I don't know. I do know I had one person who smoked for years, like, you know, 2 to 3 packs a day for over 40 years. And I've always heard tales of taking a clay bath and sometimes you're getting a black tar-like residue in the bathtub or a sticky stuff. And I've never seen it. I've never witnessed with myself. I always thought, well, maybe I'm not that toxic. But I did have one person who was a heavy, heavy smoker, and she told me her first bath, the clay turned blackish, and it took several baths to where she didn't get that tar-like substance in her bath water. But eventually it came clean. So it was pulling something out of her. Now, whether it will pull it from the lungs, I don't know. Clay is not absorbed into the bloodstream, so unless you do it topically, I don't know if there'd be any benefit. I have had a chest cold and put the clay on my throat and neck and stopped coughing, and it helped me breathe a little bit easier. So, you know, it's worth a try. I'd try a clay bath. Another thing is, if you can't take a clay bath, if you know somebody with an infrared sauna, the infrared sauna is dry heat. It opens the pores. You can go in, put a towel down, and just lather up with a hydrated clay, get it all over you, and sit there. And as you start sweating, toxins are coming out. You may have to keep rubbing the clay on because it may start sliding off. But it's an excellent way to detox. Sharon in Fort Collins, please explain the best way to do a cleanse for parasite. There again, Sharon, the 2 ounces twice a day for 14 days to 21 days is the best way to go for parasites. The reason the long period is, though, is it'll pull out the adult parasites, but often the larvae or the eggs are left in the little crevices and they don't hatch right away. So you want to stay on it for a period of time. And you might do a cleanse, you might wait 2 or 3 months, maybe 3 months, and do another one, just in case some more have gotten in or hatched out. So it wouldn't hurt to do that a couple of times a year. And Sharon had another question. Where is the most reasonably priced source to purchase calcium bentonite clay? There are a lot of cheap sources out there. They're not necessarily quality clays. Clays can be cheap. What they're using for all well mud is dirt cheap. Excuse the pun. These are industrial clays and they're not clean. It's more important that you get a clean clay. and the clean clays that they have lab tested are probably a higher quality, and they need, their prices might be a little bit more. You know, check around. A lot of these companies have sales on and specials on, and if you check on the internet, you might find some. Some of the clays are good for internal and some are good for external, but there are a few of them that are good for both, and that's one of the things I like about the living clay. A pascalite clay is very good for external. It's pretty grainy. It's got some black specks in it. There are some others that are out there that are a little gritty. I always say the proof is in the pudding, so get you some clays and mix them up and try them and see which ones you really want to invest in. There is a cheap clay online that calls it calcium bentonite. They took some of the verbiage off of the living clay site, changed it a little bit. But the clay, one way you can tell it is throw a handful in the bathtub and swish it around and then let the water drain out naturally. And if there's a lot of sand in the clay, you'll know you've got a poor quality clay. And again, you want to ask them if they've had independent lab quality control tests done. Okay, Melody in Appleton, Wisconsin. You mentioned for good looking skin to use 3 times per week. What products would you recommend? Should you mask around the eye area? Yes. I like the Living Clay Mask. They also have a wonderful line of cosmeceuticals. They have a rejuvenation face cream. It's got clay in it. It's all natural plant derivative products. And you can put that on after your clay mask and your skin feels like velvet, and yet it still has the clay in there. We've had people with acne who say that doing the clay mask took their acne away, but when they use the face cream during the day, it didn't come back. It kind of keeps it at bay, and they don't have to use the clay mask as much. The more you use the mask, now at first it's going to exfoliate the skin, and your skin may be a little dry. So use the face cream, and I also am very fond of the body cream, and I use the body cream on my face as well, and use that on there until it gets through exfoliating the dry skin. Now, when you put clay on and it dries, it gets very tight. It feels very dry. But when you wash it off, you'll notice your skin just feels baby soft. Even getting out of a clay bath, you don't have to rinse the clay off. Just dry it off, and your skin is exceptionally soft. Just one of the beautiful attributes. Melody also said, I am an esthetician. How are spas using these products, and do you have a facial protocol? Yes, I've got one. If you'll email me at perrya@austin.rr.com, or if you go to the Living Clay website and click on information at Living Clay or customer service at Living Clay, they will forward the message to me. We have quite a few spas. The Hilton Spa in Sedona uses our products. Ballets in Las Vegas, they also have a full body wrap, a facial, and they do a wonderful clay bath. They have a little tub there that shoots out the jets. The water stays hot, and it's wonderful. If you're ever in Las Vegas, $50 for a clay bath is a bargain. They bring you cold towels and bottles of cold water so you stay hydrated. It's absolutely wonderful. I wish I had one of those tubs. Okay. You can use the mask around the eyes. In fact, it's very beneficial. Just have them close the eyes and gently put it around the eye and let it dry over the eyelids. It tightens up and firms the eyelids and the wrinkle lines around it. I use it all the time around my eyes. And another question, can you add the powdered mix to smoothies without diluting first? If so, how much powder should you use? Yes, you can. If you're doing a smoothie, at least you'll have, generally when you get a smoothie, you have more than 8 ounces. use a tablespoon of the powder and put it in with your smoothie, but you may need to add a little more water or juice with your smoothie because clay is going to absorb some of the moisture and it might get quite thick. A lot of times if you want to use psyllium husk with it, sometimes people cleansing like a little psyllium husk, which really scrubs you out and get rid of the bacteria. And by the way, you know, after doing, if you're doing a cleanse with the psyllium husk, you definitely want probiotics. And nowadays, we just got back from a show, and every other booth was probiotics or enzymes to help you with digestion. A lot of stuff going on out there. I think the body recreates and makes its own, but giving it a boost, because nowadays the things we eat kind of dampen down our probiotics' ability to rebuild itself. That's just a wise thing to do. Will taking clay internally affect the birth control pill? No, my daughter would be well pregnant by now, I guarantee you. And without the birth control pill, though, it will help cycle people in. They give it to livestock to help them cycle in and breed more often. So if you get off the birth control, be careful. Be sure and take your birth control with it. All right. Well, I was going to make this a 30-minute talk, but we've had so many questions coming in. We've just kept on the phone. I don't know if I have any questions from our callers. If you do, if you punch star 2, I can bring you online, and you can ask me the question, and we'll answer it now. It's been a pleasure to be with you. I hope I've answered your questions. And again, we're going to bring on some guest hosts to be with us. We have a gentleman who uses our product. He uses it in some unique ways. And he also does microscopic tests of blood studies and has some interesting results on how it improves your blood cells. So be watching for the emails. We'll let you know when we're going to have the guest on. In the meantime, if you have any questions, you can call me directly at 1-866-262-5611. That's 866-262-5611. And for information, there's a lot of information at aboutclay.com. And for the mixing directions, go to livingclayco.com and click on the site map for mixing directions, and it'll take you directly there. So it's been a joy being with you. If you have friends in South Louisiana, get them some clay. Tell them about clay. Send them a book. If they have questions, I'll be happy to talk with them. It's so important to educate these people and to get them some help, because we've got an invisible screen of toxins that's just covering them up daily. And it's going to spread to all of us in some form or another. Be careful when you're eating fish. Drink some clay before and after. And don't be afraid to use your clay. Thank you and good night.